morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. By this we are saved, by Christ's death and resurrection. What we've seen this week is that Christ's death and resurrection isn't just something that happened long ago, and because of that, I can have my sins forgiven and go to heaven. It does mean that, but it also means that in some mysterious way, as Romans 6 tells us, I died with Christ on the cross, and I was raised to new life with him. I'm joined to him through faith when I believe in him, and this is what enables me to die to sin. My old self is crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but through Christ's resurrection, now I have a new life. I'm born again. And we've seen throughout Romans chapter 6 that this means that I now, in my spiritual self, this has not done away with sin in the physical body, but in my spiritual self, I now have power over sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin, and I can have victory over sin in my life, and I will have victory over sin in my life, because in my spirit, in my inner self, I want to follow God and his law. That's what God has done for me in Christ Jesus. He has set me free from this slavery to a focus on sin mindset. Now, I love the things of God and want to follow him. It's still a struggle because I'm attached to this physical body with sin in it, but I can and will have victories over it. I am the master over it, and I have to think that way. I have to focus on God's grace. So where we left off is Romans 6:14 yesterday says, "For sin shall no longer be your master because you are not under the law, but under grace." And people have taken this phrase and gone in all kinds of wild different directions, like, oh, we're not under the law. That means we no longer have to concern ourselves with studying the laws in the Bible and following the laws in the Bible, and now we're free to do what we want. Well, in a sense, that's true. You're free to do what you want, but what you want to do is follow God's law. You're not free from God's law. You are now free to keep God's law. Before, you couldn't obey God's law because you were a slave to sin, and everything Paul has been talking about is that what has changed since you became a believer in Christ is that now you have the ability, desire, and power to keep God's law. So to interpret this as saying something negative about being a law keeper or something negative about God's law is to mean the opposite of what Paul is saying when you look at the context. So what does he mean by not being under the law but under grace? Well, I think the key is Romans 6:11 that we looked at earlier this week. Paul writes, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." God is the one who made you dead to sin and made you alive in him through Christ's death and resurrection. And you have to think about what God has done. It's not that you have the power to keep God's law, or that you, by trying super hard, can keep God's law. No, God has done something. He's changed you in Christ Jesus. He's helped you to die to your old self and come to new life. And when you understand that that's who you are in Christ Jesus, because you're focused on God's grace, that's what gives you power over the ongoing effects of sin in your physical body. That's what gives you the strength to have victory, not focusing on try harder, do more. That's being under the law. But when I focus on God's grace, now I can use the law in a helpful way. Now I can delight in God's law, as the psalmist says. So we've looked at how Paul responds to this objection. Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. And I feel like people are still responding to Paul the same way. They're saying, oh, we're not under the law, we're under grace, so now we shall sin because we don't have to concern ourselves with the law. And Paul says, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. You are a slave to the one you obey. Whether you are a slave to sin or you're a slave to righteousness, whoever you're obeying, that's who you are a slave to. And if you are a Christian, then you are a slave to righteousness. And so you will not be a slave to sin. Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. For Paul, to not be under the law means to not be dominated and ruled over by the power of sin. That's what it means to not be under the law. He says that over and over again in the following verses. So let's look at how Romans 6 ends. Romans 6 ends with, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul contrasts sin and righteousness throughout this passage, and death and eternal life throughout Romans chapter 6. So when he says, "The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord," he's not saying that you get to go to heaven when you die if you believe in Jesus. That's true, and that is part of what he's saying here, but that's not really what he's focused on. What Paul is saying when he says the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus is the gift of God is freedom from the condemnation of sin and the power of sin over your life. When you have eternal life, you now have a new relationship with God. You are no longer willfully sinning against him, unable to follow his law. No, now you love him, love his law. You are no longer in bondage to sin. You now have power over sin and the ability to defeat sin in your life and the ability to step by step grow in your obedience to God's law. That's who you are now in Christ. And yes, one of the results of that is that one day after death and you stand before God at the judgment, he's going to no longer view you as a lawbreaker, but a perfectly righteous law keeper based on what Jesus Christ has done for you. And so he will welcome you into heaven. And that's one of the benefits of having eternal life, but it is not the focus. The focus is on a new relationship with God and a new relationship with sin. Now, if you think that I'm maybe not interpreting that correctly, I would encourage you to go back and look at Romans chapter 6, because the whole chapter is building to that. But just look at the previous verse and see how it fits with the explanation I'm giving for Romans 6:23. So let me read Romans 6:22 and 23 together. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So according to Romans 6:22, what is this gift of eternal life? It's becoming a slave of God. It is a benefit that leads to holiness, and it results in eternal life. You are now following God. You now love God. You're now dead to the old sinful way of thinking. And we have to consider this. Think about it regularly. We need to, you know, I start off the program every morning with Christ died for our sins, met death in his grave, then rose to life again. By this we are saved. You can never think about that enough. I hope that's a song that's stuck in your head, because that is the basis, not just how we get to heaven, but how we live a victorious Christian life. How we keep in mind what God's will is, and then we're reminded that it is through Christ we have the power to follow God's will and to grow more and more to be closer to God and to enjoy the kind of life he has called us to live. Well, this chapter has all kinds of implications for biblical counseling. Whatever issue that is causing you struggle in life, whatever issue is, you know, I just can't have victory in this area in my life. I'm really held back. I'm full of stress or anxiety or fear or depression because of this issue. There is something you can do to have victory by thinking about the implications of this chapter. God gives you the power and strength to have victory and the instruction how to do it. I'd love to help you with that. If you'd like to check out our free Christian counseling ministry at our church, the number to call is 943-8237. And we'd love to see you at church Sunday too, 11 o'clock, Fairfax First Baptist Church, Luray Beach Branch Baptist Church at 9 o'clock. Love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.